Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Well played, Tommy. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The stretch run, Chattanooga versus the world in 10 minutes at 2 o'clock. If you missed any part of the show, including Albert Breer of the MMQB on Kirk Cousins and Michael Phillips on the Redskins and the Cowboys, you can go to grantanddanny.com/audio. Also gave you a segment where he previewed the game with some audio from Jason Garrett that might be worth listening back to as well. A couple of the big stories in sports today we haven't covered. Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy. Phone conversations ongoing with Tennessee. This is via ESPN.com. Gundy has talked with Tennessee reps about the Vols head coaching job. Sources are confirming to Chris Lowe of ESPN. Tennessee's interest in Gundy was reported earlier this morning out of Knoxville on WNML. According to Lowe's report, Gundy has not met face-to-face with Tennessee officials, but a meeting is planned for Tuesday. This is a guy who has become one of the more respected coaches in college football, former quarterback at Oklahoma State, been at his alma mater for 18 years, 13 years as the head coach, no longer a man in 40, now he's a man in over 50. He's also got a great mullet.
The Molotov cocktail.
The Tennessee vacancy is just such a debacle. What they did with Schiano.
We haven't spent enough time on this. This is the most 2017 story in a lot of ways, where you've got angry mob fans, you've got holier-than-thou media that covers it and talk down to those fans, a multi-million dollar sort of operation with influencing boosters and whoever else, one side pushing the coach himself to that position, and Jimmy Haslam, owner of the Cleveland Browns. The reason Schiano got a look in the first place was because he threw him out there as a guy that he wanted to see included. Then the rest of the boosters object. Social media reaction, violent sort of back and forth, and ultimately a guy, you know, doesn't get a gig, maybe due to rumor, maybe due to the fact that the fan base wasn't excited about him. It is a crazy time to be a Tennessee Volunteers fan. The other part of this is they really haven't been competitive in the best, you know, division in college football in some time. They won a championship 20 years ago with T. Martin the year after Peyton Manning. Since then, they've been
but they still
good
act
to
as
pedestrian,
if, by the way.
And they act as if, exactly.
Tennessee fans love telling you about Tennessee. And I know that I think the stat Dar gave me is they're one of seven teams that have won a national championship in the last 20 years or something. Maybe it's eight teams. 20 years ago is a long time ago. T. Martin was their quarterback, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm talking about 1997.
He's pudgy and a coordinator at USC now.
They still, that's funny.
You know what I mean?
That's like, true, though.
He's like, it looks like me.
They still talk about that like it was a year ago. That is a tough conference to compete in, and that job may not be as good as everyone thinks it is. Sam Darnold denying rumors that he would stay at USC to avoid the Browns. There's a report out there that he would go back to school if he hears that Cleveland is going to draft him number one overall. He was quoted today as saying, I didn't say that about the Browns. Talked to reporters yesterday about this as well. Said, I've never said anything bad about an NFL team. They know I would never say anything. I don't know where the report came from. I know that you're actually on board with the idea that if you're Sam Darnold, he should go back to school instead of going to Cleveland because that's where quarterbacks go to have their careers derailed.
It's basically you're taking the chance because Cleveland could then pick you again the following season if that's what you wanted. But I wouldn't do it. The mechanisms to demand an Eli Manning trade or to, you know, to engineer to sit out a year to go play baseball like John Elway threatened to do so that he ended up getting drafted by a different team that wasn't Baltimore, whatever. That's very rare, and I don't know that would work out very well, especially because it's a competitive quarterback draft this year. But if I had the means to not go to the Cleveland Browns, anything else is worth a shot to not go there as a quarterback. Other players, you don't have the same stink, but a guy that's basically going to get his knee dislocated by playing behind a terrible team for a terrible coach and a terrible organization, a quarterback has no shot to succeed there. None. So I wouldn't go. I would do whatever I could to not go.
Chad Dukes versus the world at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. Redskin Survivor. Let's make our final votes. Danny, let's pick somebody off the island, give somebody immunity. I give immunity to Ryan Kerrigan this week. Facebook.com/Grant and Danny after two very important sacks.
Kerrigan, it's my immunity as well. He was a beast in this game, and they needed him to be, and he did. It's the anti-Brian Arakpo. It's when you're needed in an NFC East game, you actually show up.
Who are you kicking off the island? You've got Cousins, who's got immunity, Williams, Moses, Norman, Swearinger, and Zach Brown to choose from.
I'm actually going Josh Norman. A couple straight bad games for him. Lifetime achievement. He's excellent. He's been great. This is not a sort of vote or memorandum on the signing or anything like that, but a couple games in a row, he hasn't been particularly good, so I am voting him off.
I'm going to vote off Trent Williams, just to be a little bit different. Love Trent Williams. He's playing through pain. Didn't play this past week, though.
Yeah.
So there's a reason not to pick him. To continue, he was not available based on health. Dar, who's getting sent home? Who's getting immunity on Redskin Survivor?
Now that I've updated it with your votes, it looks like it's going to be Trent Williams voted off and Ryan Kerrigan getting immunity.
Very good. Go. That's Redskin Survivor. We do it every Tuesday. Keep it right here for Chad Dukes versus the world next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.